This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, this is the National Obsession with me, John Cadogan, and all the way from leafy Oxfordshire,
here he is,
Charlie Baker, the money maker.
Charlie Baker, the money maker and love maker.
Candlestick maker.
Candlestick maker.
Yeah.
Are there any candlestick makers left, John?
You don't meet them very often, do you? To be honest.
Because if there is, I thought, you know, they do these celebrity road trips now.
Yeah.
Right. And it's basically normally just a pun on people's names, isn't it? And they go, well, I know we could get together some people to do that. I need to meet someone called Butcher. Terry Butcher.
Yeah.
Candlestick maker. Is there anyone called it, John? Barry Candle?
There was Handel, the old composer, but he died about 400 years ago.
Oh, Candle. You're getting right on my wig. That sort of
yeah.
Joke.
Joke, yeah.
And then we could do like a road trip, Butcher Baker Candlestick Maker, and it would be us going round in a vintage van visiting traditional organic butchers and bakers and candlestick makers.
It's just you and Terry Butcher going to visit a candlestick maker.
There it is, John. Yeah. There's the thing. That's what it is. Me and Terry Butcher visiting. But you know what? I don't think they'd give me the job. I think they'd give it Matt Baker.
You know what? He's missed the prime time, isn't he? Yeah.
Or Danny Baker would want to get involved, wouldn't he? Yeah, he's more famous, more famous than me.
Anyway,
I don't mind just the format, right? So I don't mind not being in it, right? Terry Butcher, Mark Butcher, and Pat Butcher, the actress who played Pat Butcher in EastEnders, Pam St. Clement.
Yeah.
Baker v Butcher. And what we're doing, what do you think we're doing, John? We're making candles.
Making candles, yeah. I thought it might be.
Not candles, candlesticks.
Oh, candlesticks, yeah. Oh, of course. Do you know what? Yeah, I never really realised that. It's candlesticks, isn't it?
It's even more specific than you
it's
think.
It's not actually candles. I don't know why I've never realised that before.
Must have been a big industry, John.
Yeah, well, you know, they've been done away by automated machinery.
Anyway, the National League, John.
Yes. Yes.
Should we do what's coming up in the National League?
Oh, we better have, haven't we, really?
What's our show called? The National Obsession.
The National Obsession, yes.
What's coming up, John?
Well, we've got some National League news, as ever. We've got to focus on.
I'm not going to... Who was it last week? Hampton and Richmond? Who was it?
I don't know. I've absolutely...
J.K.
Hempstead.
Hemel Hempstead, yeah.
Yeah.
So H-I-J-K-L-M. Oh, I don't know. I can't tell. I can't think.
Okay, well, stand by.
Yeah, carry on, lovely. So we've got that
talkie corner, obviously.
Yes, lovely.
Lots of good news.
Wonder if we'll have any letters.
Ooh, yeah, we will endeavour to do letters from a listener. Gary Johnson has got a musical number for us.
Oh, how lovely. I missed him. I love Gary.
Well, because we didn't necessarily know that Gary J could sing. We knew that Gary O loved the musicals, but we didn't know about Gary J's penchant.
Where do you think Gary O is, John?
I don't know. I find myself thinking about him from time to time.
Now and again, he just pops back like a terrible ex.
Yeah.
Pops back in my mind. I think I can search for him on Facebook. But as we know, Gary was on no social media. He's of a different time, John.
He is, yeah. He's a man of a different time in many, many ways. But
for those of you who've just joined us on the National Obsession, if this is your first week, very welcome. Gary Owers is the ex-Talkie United manager.
Yeah, I just typed Gary Owers into Facebook. We'll see if that comes back. But I have I have actually got a bit of inside Gary Owers scoop to bring you a little bit later on as well. That's something to look forward to this week.
That'll be it, will it?
That'll probably do us.
Oh, great. Let's kick on with it then, John. Give us some news. Give us some National League news.
Oh, Gary Owers, here we go.
Oh,
he's on Facebook.
The actual one?
Well, there's a picture of him. It says profile Torquay United manager at Torquay United from Newcastle.
Sounds fake.
26 friends. I don't think that's him. I don't think that's him.
Ask a friend a question, John.
Shall I?
Friend.
Right, I've done it. I've sent him a friend request.
Oh, he's excited now. Any update on the friend request?
After all we've been through, we become the best of friends.
Imagine, this is a road. This is a buddy movie. This is a buddy movie waiting to happen. The National League, John.
Yes, the National League. A weekend of interesting results. It started, of course, on Saturday. Braintree 0, Solihull Moors 3. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors?
They're fourth, John.
They've gone mad.
Fourth. They're 4 points off the top.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're scoring goals for fun.
Absolutely amazing. They've gone completely mad.
Tim Flowers, isn't it?
Tim Flowers. The Tim Flowers effect. Who knew? Oh,
they'll lose him. They'll lose him at Christmas. No. Someone will come in for him, John.
Yeah, you said, well, who knows?
Someone in League One. All that's got to happen is Blackburn have a terrible run of results.
Bring back the Flowers, yeah.
And they're going to bring back the Flowers. That's what will happen.
Can we, I think we need to work on a little song for Solihull Moors. You Don't Bring Me Flowers. Who is that by?
Neil
Diamond and
you
someone
don't
else.
You don't write me love songs. Yeah. Anymore. I can do. It's one of my impressions, John.
Is it?
I know you are the man of all the voices, of a thousand voices.
Well,
and as I've said before, a man of a thousand voices.
You might have heard on there
very similar.
You might have heard someone doing a Donald Trump on Talksport this afternoon.
I didn't hear that, John. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you were on national radio.
Spoke two words as Donald Trump this afternoon. Man of a thousand voices.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. I can't do it, you see. But one of the ones I can do is Neil Diamond. Mm. Love on the Rocks, ain't no surprise. Flowers
we'll
in the
that.
Rain,
yeah.
Of course. First ever record played on Radio 1.
The Move, is it?
Lovely little bit of Move. What I mean?
When they called The Move. Isn't that the band?
What are you, me Fitbit? where have all the flowers gone?
Oh, yes.
Gone?
Yeah,
that's
the one, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good. That's
when he gets sacked.
As well. look. Where has Timmy Flowers gone? Long range passing. Right, okay. Carry on.
So, yes, they beat Braintree 3-0. Braintree had a defender called Maleba. He gets driven to every game. He's got his own driver called Parker. He always says, yes, Maleba.
Yes, Maleba.
Yes. It was Barrow 0, Eastleigh 3, Boreham Wood 0, Ebbsfleet 0, Chesterfield 0, Havant and Waterlooville 0. So the Chesterfield winless run.
And
now it's 17 games without a win.
Martin Allen, how many draws, John?
So many draws. 9 draws.
Flipping
out
heck.
Of 20 games. Not no, good. 3 wins.
Good little business for Martin Allen, that would be, for when he has to give up football. You know, if you buy some second-hand furniture or some furniture and the drawers stick, Martin Allen could turn up, like a WD-40, beeswax, just like loads of stuff. To get your drawers really, really sort of smooth in and out. The drawer specialist.
You might be better at it than managing football clubs.
Mad dog draw specialist.
Okay, yeah, I like it. Dagenham 2, AFC Fylde 1, Halifax 1, Dover 0, Gateshead 0, Sutton 0.
That's a good result for Dagenham because because they're down the bottom.
They're really struggling, yeah.
They're really struggling. Well.
Yeah, good result for Dagenham.
Very good.
Gateshead 0, yeah. Sutton 0, Leighton Orient 3, Bromley 1, Maidstone 1, Wrexham 1. Simon Walton's long-range drive gave Maidstone a lead. It was a good night, John Boy, to Wrexham spell at the top for the Waltons there. And Salford 4, Aldershot 0. A hat-trick for Adam Rooney in that game. That leaves Leighton Orient on top. Salford and Wrexham, Solihull, Harrogate, AFC Farnham, Sutton in the playoffs. And down at the bottom, Dover still bottom, Braintree, Maidenhead, Dagenham down there with them. Down in the National League South, a few interesting... Up, technically. It was Chelmsford 0, Truro 2, so Truro winning on the road. Chippenham 3, Wealdstone 1. One of those Chippenham goals scored by Joshua Smile.
Smile!
A bizarre name, Joshua Smile.
Good. Well,
happy man.
It's a nice name, a very happy man. It's a very nice name, John. I don't see what your problem is with it.
I don't have a problem. It's
just because you're doer. And I've never been to Scotland, so you wouldn't even know what doer means.
Doesn't mean
everyone should have your miserable outlook on life. Some people are allowed to be called Smile.
It was a Dulwich Hamlet 0, Oxford City 1. Hampton and Richmond 0, Dartford 1. Hungerford 2, Billericay 2, so Billericay could only draw. Slough 0, Woking 1. Ben Gehring score for Woking. Welling 3, Western Supermare 1. And Torquay 4, Concord Rangers 1. And the National League North happened 2.
Yeah. Surely, probably top of they normally are.
I should think so.
Now, Woking have gone top, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yeah, Woking
not
the top Billericay of the national
off the top.
Yeah,
flipping Martin Tyler. Who knew? I don't think it should be allowed. Something about it doesn't feel allowed.
I don't know what, but something.
There was my son's Sunday team. The opposing manager the other week looked like a pirate, John.
Oh, okay.
Like proper, like an. Would he shut up? Honestly, every single touch of the ball they had, he passed, go long, Jake, pass, come on.
He didn't have a wooden leg, did he?
He was like
parrot
on
his shoulder.
I thought it was going to be a parrot turn up. It was unbelievable. And then they were 5-0 down at half time because our team were flying, and he wouldn't talk to his team, wouldn't talk to him.
That's very good.
What a I mean, grown-ups, honestly. The assistant coach had to give him team talk because flipping Long John Silver was so furious with a group of 12-year-old boys.
Yeah.
The pitch did look like it had been dug up. So, yes, maybe he'd been searching for treasure.
Yeah, X marks the penalty spot, of course.
Exactly.
As they say.
A pirate manager, that would be a good thing, wouldn't it? An actual pirate. But he had earring, bald head, he had long hair at the back.
Amazing.
It was unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
His car, he called his car the Johnny Rogers. So flag sticking out the top of his car.
It's unbelievable. There we are.
One final little bit of news, just to round us off. Non-league side Colville Town from Leicestershire.
I like this though.
Signed a big target man, big 6'4" target man, but they had a bit of a problem in that they didn't have a shirt big enough for him to wear. All their kit was in sort of mediums and large. They didn't have one big enough for a 6'4" bloke. So they had their kit comes from Italy. They didn't have time to order one in. So long-time supporter Damien Traun came to the rescue because their social media called for a well-built supporter to donate their shirt.
Yeah.
And Damien came to the rescue with a big shirt, big enough for the new signing. The Colville chairman, Glyn Renox, said, "We put out a little message to our supporters as we knew there might be one or two of the larger ones out there somewhere." They came up with the goods.
A Colville shirt.
I just wondered whether any of our listeners have ever sort of helped out the football team before. If you've ever come to the rescue, nationalobsession@gmail.com, let us know.
Let us know every time you've come to the rescue of a professional team. Like, have you had to run the line?
Yes.
That's all the news, is it, John?
That's it, I think.
Oh, it's the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and Joan Cardigan.
Yes.
I think it's a lovely one this week, John. We're enjoying
ourselves.
Well,
let's not count our chickens. We're only halfway through. It could all go wrong, yeah.
Let's focus on...
Oxford City.
Oxford City. I can't believe there's no I, J, K, L or M.
Who'd have thunk it?
Where I live now, John, they are my local team. If I'd grown up around here, they'd be my National League South team.
Well, I've got a bit of music for to use for Oxford City,
yes,
of course.
Of course, yeah, lovely.
Inspector Morse.
Yeah.
Comes from Oxford. I don't know if he's ever been to a game. Well, he's not real, but he might.
Wouldn't be good, wouldn't it? The murder. Well, we got robbed there this year.
Yeah, that's true. The mystery of the offside goal that they scored.
Yeah. Bobson Ballings turned up there.
Yes, he has. Yeah. Anyway, let's. I'll fill you in on Oxford City. They played their first match in 1883, soon becoming the leading club in Oxfordshire. They won the FA Amateur Cup, and then they joined the Isthmian League in the early 1900s. Latter half of the 20th century, the club went into decline and soon fell behind Headington United. Obviously very good with the ball in the air, Headington United.
Yes.
An attempt was made to return the club to success in 1979 because they actually had a legendary manager. Bobby Moore was appointed the manager.
Turned up at Oxford City.
The manager of Oxford City with his assistant, who is currently in the jungle, Harry Redknapp. They turned up at Oxford City. It didn't last very long, but Harry formed his reputation there. In fact, I can actually bring you a message from Harry, kind of explaining why it didn't really work that well at Oxford City. I don't know if you want to hear it.
Yes, please.
Well, you know, we tried to bring in Nico Crenshaw, but, you know, Crenshaw's not been bald yet, you know. He's still 5 years away from being bald, so, you know. And then we tried to bring in Crouchy, you know. Crouchy's also a couple of years away from even being conceived, you know. So, you know, it was tricky for us, you know. It was really tricky.
So, yeah, that was Harry's...
It'd be nice to have some more Harry Redknapp in the jungle.
That was Harry's reasoning anyway. Why
nice,
didn't really
nice
work out.
To send you that.
But yes, the club then reached its lowest point in 1988. They got evicted from their ground, the White Horse Ground, but they didn't reform until 1990.
I wonder where that was. I
wonder. They didn't reform until 1990, playing at Cutterslow Park. And then they returned to the Isthmian just after that, moved to their current ground, Court Place Farm. Not much of an atmosphere there. Silence in court. Place Farm.
Yeah.
Highlights of the next decade included an epic FA Cup run in 1999, culminating in a three-game battle against Wycombe Wanderers in the first round proper. Eventually, after several replays, being edged out 1-0. The first replay had to be abandoned due to a fire alarm just as a penalty shootout was about to start.
Oh, gosh.
The song, "Is This a Fire Drill?" Yes,
yes,
get out!
Yes. Is this a fire? I've told you once!
But yes, so a three-game FA Cup
The M40 Derby there.
City
v Wycombe Wanderers,
In 2009, Mike Ford was appointed manager, took them up to the Isthmian Leagues and got them into the Conference North for the first time in their history, 2012. He was then succeeded in 2014 by Justin Merritt, who was appointed on his track record, I think. He was
Mark Merritt! Mark him!
In 2016, they got moved into the Conference South from the North. The current manager, Mark Jones, took over. Do you want to know a few of their players?
Why have they gone from the north to the south?
It's just how it gets kind of reorganised. Their players for Oxford City include Stephen Caro. You can get an overnight ferry to his house, actually. night boat to Caro.
Yeah.
Eddie Jones plays for Oxford City.
Eddie Jones.
Probably, again, not that one. Kieran Wiltshire definitely needs to change his name. Wrong county. Yeah. Abraham Easy.
Oh, he broke up twice then. Yeezy.
And
such a Sunday morning player.
Yeah. And Sam Nom also plays for him as well, known as Comfortably, of course, in the dressing room.
Yeah.
The chairman, lastly, of Oxford City is called Brian Cox.
Brian Cox? I bet he's been in Morse.
Yeah, I was thinking of the other Brian Cox. The moons of Jupiter. That Brian Cox.
I was going to say you must have a Brian Cox. Arsenal.
I've done it. What are you going to say then? I have done it on the show before. It obviously just wasn't very memorable.
Oh,
I did a whole thing as him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh God, John. Thing is, John, it's not memorable. You just do so many. It's like a catalogue. It's like the Argos catalogue of voices.
Yeah.
And I know that I can just circle the one I want for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it will turn up. Brian Cox. Brian Cox in your arsenal.
Yes.
I like them, John.
I like Oxford.
Just saying that.
Yeah. I don't really like Oxford United, so I'm very much an Oxford. I'm team Oxford City.
I don't really like them either. Is that Oxford City?
I think that's it.
Focus on Oxford City.
The National Obsession.
It's time for Talkie Corner. Gonna need to change it, John.
Yeah,
well, no one's saying that.
No. Well, I mean that
4-0 bloke, 4-0 up at half time.
That bloke will always be angry, but yes, yeah, I agree. Furious. We do need to change it. An incredible week, really. 2-4-1 victories in a row. 4-1 on Saturday, just gone against Concord Rangers. A hat trick from Saiku Jenner.
Saiku. That's funny.
Kind of works.
Bloody Janner, bastard.
Janner.
The only Janner in welcome.
Yeah. And of course, a goal before we go any further from Jamie Reid.
Ah, yes. Come on.
Is this going to work over Skype? We'll find out.
I'll let you sing it, John.
Oh, really?
Or you give me one line.
Right, well, we'll see.
You go for it. You go for it, John.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Gary Johnson came to me.
Yes, it,
speaking words of wisdom, Jamie Reid.
You could do all your impressions this Christmas.
Oh,
right?
Well, yeah.
In the song, Jamie Reid.
Then yeah, that's a very good idea.
You could then go into Parkinson.
Into Parkinson, then, Harry Redknapp.
Harry Redknapp, all the new ones, you know. Brian Cox.
David Attenborough. You could do them all.
Oh, yeah. You go into, yeah.
That's something, yeah, that'd something be
lovely,
to think about
for Christmas. Jamie Reid.
By the way, just a little bit of housekeeping. The workhouse production has begun on Nat Obstivity. The first words have been laid down. Just a little bit of housekeeping for you. Something to look forward to over Christmas.
Oh dear.
Production is underway.
Oh dear. Which episode is that I should miss?
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
So we're still awesome. I can't see us. I can't see us losing. I cannot see us losing until about February.
Yeah. I mean, look. The worry is we've not really done it against the biggest teams in the league yet, but the Billericay and the Woking. But you know,
we will, because Gary will get some more players.
Yeah.
It's fat. It's so in hand.
We've
got to try. These are my worries. Lee Johnson gets sacked by Bristol City.
Yes.
Somebody gets. Who's the Plymouth manager?
Derek Adams.
Gets sacked by Plymouth. Plymouth come in for Gary. There's me worries. What do you think of me worries, John?
First one, yes. Second one, I don't think you need to worry. Not for this season, anyway. I think he might well leave at the end of the season, but I think he'll give it this season. I think he's that sort of bloke. But I think what we also do need to talk about in quite sort of spooky news.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mystic Baker.
Yes.
Who last...
Have we got the audio to replay, John?
I haven't got the exact one, no.
No.
That would be ace producing if I did that.
I put some money on, didn't I, John? I said 4-0. I will guarantee. I will give you that.
That was for Tuesday night's game, wasn't
it? Tuesday night.
Against
4-0. Or
St. Albans.
4-0 or over 4 goals.
Yes. And it was 4-1, so you're kind of almost right on both. One thing I have been asked to ask you, though, in the light of your predictions.
Yeah.
And be honest. Are you...
I'm always honest, John.
Are you the Gran Nacional? La Gran Nacional? Because a lot of people thought that was a little bit of a coincidence.
Of course not.
No?
I mean, how... I'm a bit... No, of course not. Of course I'm not the Gran Nacional.
Fine. If you just want to finish off Talkie Corner, I don't know if you saw this in Jamie Reid's post-match interview after he'd scored. What he thinks about Gary Johnson's philosophy. He says, Gary Johnson compares it to going to a show at the theatre. And if people are going to bring their family to the game, then they're going to want to be entertained. Well, do you know what? Gary Johnson didn't just stop the kind of theatre references there.
No.
I've got an exclusive recording. Gary Johnson kept going with the theatre metaphor.
It's
as he
not
then,
the musical theatre football mashup we know and love.
It kind of is. He then broke out into song. And, well, this is what it sounded like. Keep got to trim the intro.
Long intro, isn't it?
Yes.
Long intro.
You forgot
Gary.
To trim it. He's up against it time wise. I'm singing at the plane. Just singing at the plane. What a glorious feeling. We're winning again. I'm laughing at ours and clock up above. My son's in my heart and I'm ready for loans. Let the Bristol lads chase through balls all over the place.
Oh.
Take on Woking. I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down Westlands Lane with a happy refrain. Just singing and winning at the plane.
More.
Yeah. Not bad, eh?
KJ, it's very good, John. Isn't he good? I didn't know he was one of the actors in Dad's Army.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yes,
nice
I love that.
Gary,
you know when he sang My Son's in My Heart?
Yes.
I thought he was going to sing And My Scout is My Brav.
Oh, damn it. Well, maybe not. Gary might do that.
I thought Gary was going to sing then, but you know.
Gary left it a little bit last minute and had to make do with what Gary could come up with in the time available.
It was a lovely song, Gary. Thank you very much.
Thanks on his behalf.
On his behalf, good. Is that Talkie Corner, John?
That's it.
There it is.
The National Obsession.
It's time for letters from a listener.
When you go, we'll send back a letter.
Wonder how that'll come out.
Not well, I should think. But we start. Let's get underway.
Any letters,
have,
John?
Yes,
any
we
letters?
Have a bulging post sack, which
fantastic.
Is nice to hear.
That's always nice.
Because
I thought we were getting slightly unpopular last week.
Yes. We begin with Lee Cloak. He says, hello, lads. Although it's lovely to hear from Ray Charles, I thought I'd make an attempt at breaking the silence. Have you found yourself a frilly shirt yet, John? No, I haven't. Is the answer.
Oh, yes.
To reenact that. I need to do that.
Do you have any uptake on the picture? I mean, picture-based stuff isn't great on podcasts.
No, but... no, it's not. But no, I do need to work on that. I will scout one out. Something that's been bothering me for a while now. Do either of you remember when we were playing at Gillingham in the late 90s, early 2000s? Andy Gurney scored what I think was the winner and celebrated by kicking the living daylights out of an advertising board. I can't remember if we were playing Gillingham or Brighton because they were grand showing at the time. Can either of you, with your unrivaled TUFC knowledge, put my mind at rest and tell me who we were playing that day on the ice?
Goodness
cloak?
Me, that is a... it rings a bell.
Yeah, I'm not
sure.
Because
I can't help there, Lee. But we're going to find out for you.
We need a some
sort
of...
wonder if we can get hold of Andy Gurney. Is Andy Gurney on Twitter? Yes.
In fact, I have a way into Paul Gibbs, his opposite
Gibbo.
Wing back. So I'll ask him.
Gibbo, ask Paul Gibbs. Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. We have a letter, and I think, in fact, I know it's a new correspondent.
Fantastic.
Gary Lane. Gary Lane is a barber showing photographs. Yes, Gary Lane.
Just before we move on, John.
Yeah.
Sorry. Gary, you're very welcome to us.
Yes, welcome,
Gary. Just because you said a new correspondent. Just thinking, how many letters has Lee Cloak sent in?
Did we not give Lee a FOF number? Am I going completely mad?
God, we've lost. You're in charge.
I needed to write. But do you know what? I needed to write. No, it's got out of control now. I can't. I'm not going back to listen through.
It was such a good letter. It was so nice of you to get in touch. If you haven't got a FOF number,
yeah.
You're FOF number 12.
Yeah, FOF 12.
Is it 12 or 11?
I've absolutely no idea.
Oh, for God's sake, John.
It's too much effort now to go back and work this out.
You should have done badges.
Yeah, we should have done.
Smith was right.
we've lost all control of it now.
Anyway,
it's hopeless. Anyway, Gary Lane.
Gary Lane.
I love this song. I might just keep it going. Gary Lane. He says, hi, Charlie and John. As everyone knows, according to my dad, okay, well, we didn't know. We don't know
Gary,
who your dad
yeah.
is. But he says, Talkie United had a cameo role in the Leonardo DiCaprio, Russell Crowe movie, Body of Lies. I suspect Charlie will know all about this as a dedicated fan, so I looked it up on the film website IMDb, and sure enough, it states that in one scene, the football match that Aisha's nephews are watching on TV is
on the telly. Yes, now I've heard that.
Is a nationwide league Division 3 match between Yeovil Town and Torquay United.
The
Yeovil player Adam Lockwood and an advertising hoarding for Yeovil College are both clearly visible in the footage. The match was played on 27th of September 2003. Can you and Charlie think of appropriate films that the other non-league teams should have a role in? The obvious the obvious one is The Nutty Professor, featuring Billy Ricky Town and their modest owner.
Oh, yes.
From Ryan Lane. So is it Gary Lane or Ryan Lane?
Oh.
He can't make up his mind.
Hey, on the ice to you, Ryan.
On
Gary
the ice,
Lane.
Ryan. On a very good spot. Yes, he has uploaded the clip. It's on YouTube. We'll tweet it out. And you can see in the background of Leonardo DiCaprio is Yeovil v Torquay.
National League South Films. Hashtag National League South Films.
Yeah.
It's something we will start. We will do from the Nat Obs Pod.
Yes, I think so.
Twitter page. And we will do it to make it not too boring being in the trophy this Saturday.
We'll keep us all entertained this Saturday afternoon. Yeah.
That's very good, Ryan.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. On the ice to you.
Enemy at the Gateshead. National League Films.
Oh, nice. You've gone in.
Yeah.
You've gone in early.
Come on. I think we can make this happen. Nat Obs Pod, at Nat Obs Pod, nationalobsession@gmail.com.
The Woking Dead.
Not technically a film, but I think we'll allow it.
Oh, The Walking Dead's a film, isn't it?
No, it's a TV. I'm digging it anyway, but it's a TV show, isn't it?
Oh, right. Okay.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
National League Film Club. Hashtag National League Film Club. Nat Obs Pod. We'll do a few. We'll try and do that this Saturday.
I like it. Another new contributor, Malcolm Pearson. Hello, Malcolm.
On the ice, Malcolm.
Says, lads, I'm a recent fan of the podcast, having heard Charlie banging on about it whenever he's on with H&J. I've been
By my producer.
Yes, contractually obliged. I've been binge listening from the first episode and have finally caught up with the latest.
Oh, which one?
I was quite choked up to hear there were no letters from listeners, which prompted me to write in. I'm actually a West Ham fan, but since that pair of wankers, Golden Sullivan, moved us to that crappy Olympic stadium, I've decided never to set foot in the place. I'm so pissed off about it, I've decided to follow my local team, Billy Ricky, instead. I can't. Come on, Malcolm. However bad it is,
flipping out.
It can't be that bad.
You've gone frying pan to fire.
He says, anyway, keep up the good work and a very happy on the ice birthday to the National Obsession. Thank you, Malcolm. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for supporting your local team in the National League South. Enjoy Billericay, even though they won't be going up this season. On the ice to you, Malcolm. And thank you so much. I can't tell you how nice it is when we have new listeners to the National Obsession podcast.
Nice not to have the same old names, really, isn't it?
Speaking Gary Lay.
Speaking of same old names, someone called Gammy Knee writes in.
Ah,
we know exactly who this is. He says, dear Charlie and Joan, listening to you rating the various Garys connected with TUFC was really enjoyable. Can I suggest some more names for you to have fun with? How about the best Effians ever to play at Playmore? Or the most influential...
Gammy Knee's good, John.
The most influential... Marikis to wear the yellow shirt on the ice. Gammy Knee. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Gammy Knee. Well, that's a lovely letter.
One final email. I promised you a little bit of news on Gary Hours. Well, this is very interesting. It comes from Nick Garley, who I think also goes
Young
under the pseudonym of
Garley,
Mr. Garley. He says, John and Charlie / Charlie and John. That's true. Do we have a preference on what way round it is? Who gets top billing?
No.
He says, my son, who has written in twice before.
Do you know the billing? Shall I tell you the billing, an old showbiz billing story? You probably know it. It's the Nicholas brothers. They used to travel around by barge and boat to do their tap dancing act. And going through all these locks, and at every lock, they had to say what was on board the ship.
Mm.
And they said, and the guy used to go, I've got 9 tons of shit. And the Nicholas brothers. And the Nicholas brothers said, we've got to have a word about the billing.
That's very good.
Good story. Carry on.
Anyway, Mr. Garley says, my son, who's written in twice before, wants more than anything a FOF number. Anyway, I tell him, you have to write into the show. I've got nothing to write, he says. Then on Saturday, on the return home from Exeter v Northampton, at the services on the M5, he reminded me of this story, which I think is intriguing. And I know you'll love it, but he won't share, so I am.
Ah, okay.
I mean, we'll put aside the begging for a foff number for a moment. 21st of January 2018, we were returning from Blackburn v Northampton and stopped at Knutsford Service Station on the M6. That's just outside
bad
Knutsford,
choice,
isn't it?
A bad choice, but Knutsford City.
I was about to, oh, damn it. I was literally just winding up to that. For Christ's sake. Anyway, on the same date, Torquay were playing away at Macclesfield. While we were sat in a restaurant in the services, in walked Torquay United. My son is a completist and has been on the caravan of National Obsession since the start. And he began filming the team.
This is the dream. This is the dream, John.
He began filming the team walk through. I asked him why he was doing it and he told me about the show and that I had to start listening to it. After the Torquay lads had walked into the services and walked by us, they either went into A, the toilet, or B, the McDonald's. That would explain, by the way, a lot of things about Torquay United's performance last season. The exception was Gary Hours. Gary did neither and went straight to W.H. Smith. He purchased three things that we can remember. One.
This is a really good story.
One, a chocolate bar. I think double-decker, but could have been a crunchy. Yeah.
He'll have been offered that, John. He won't have wanted that, but in Smith's.
Yeah.
Would you like three large galaxies for £1?
Number two, he also bought a puzzle book, crossword/word search.
That's where he's trying to sign his next player.
maybe the answer's in the puzzle. And three, a travel pillow, a mauve one, the sort that wraps around the back of your neck. He paid with cash. Make of it what you will, on the ice, lads, Mr. Garley and Peter. There's a lot to take in there, isn't
there? I mean, it's a huge story.
Yeah.
And Peter, I mean, you really should have written that in yourself.
Yes.
Because you'd be well on your way to a foff number there. That is an unbelievable story because it's like Gary Hours in that story. He's never seen a W.H. Smith's.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like he's walked in and gone, what is this shop? Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you to all for your letters as well. Yes. Thank you very much.
Greatly received. Thank you so much.
That was received. Letters from a listener.
When you go, will you send back
a letter from a listener?
The National Obsession.
So there we are. Another
week. Beautiful. Wasn't that beautiful? I really enjoyed that this week.
So did I.
We're not bothered about the trophy. We
can care less, really. Whatever happens.
Yeah,
happens.
La. But we look forward to who have we got in a couple of weeks' time. We've got
it's Dulwich, isn't it? Next
Dulwich.
After
yes,
that.
I'm going to that. We don't even know where that's going to be, do we? But
no,
yes.
We don't.
Looking forward to that. But we'll be back next week on the ice to you.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.